Welcome to episode 16 of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. My name is Roger Landry, and I am the founder and the managing director of the Liberty Beacon Project. I am the host of the show today. As is usual, my producer and co-host and friend and fellow patriot is Stephen Roberts, and we will bring him in to say hello in about a minute or two. The title of today's show is The Deep State of Mind. And that's a slight play on words, and I think you'll all figure it out very quickly as we go forward. Now, I just did a show, and I do two live shows a week. One is on RBN, Republic Broadcast Network, and the other one is here on Shake and Wake. And a lot of the stuff that I covered on the show I did on RBN on Sunday had to do with the deep state, but it is not exactly the same information. So I will include, and everybody knows that tomorrow on Thursday, this will be published in an article or embedded in an article that gets published on the libertybeacon.com by noon central. And the show I did that will complement this will also be embedded in that article. So that'll give you a double whammy of what we're going to talk about today. And obviously, for anybody who's thinking out there, when I say the deep state of mind, obviously we're going to be talking about the deep state or the administrative state. All right, let's get through the intro first. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. And that's all part of what we're discussing. No, as I say weekly, this is not a pleasant or a fun way to introduce a show. But today, reality is blatant and not very pleasant in so many aspects. Thus, the reason for the Eagle's Eye Report in the first place. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie and also on PSN Radio and SoapFlow Radio. How are you today, Stephen?
Oh, hi, Roger. Not too bad. Hi, everybody. I've had a bunch of caffeine today. And speaking of the deep state, how about Lynn Cheney and that victory of hers? Oh, wait a minute. She didn't win, did she?
She got trounced. Yes! Every once in a while, I have a reason to smile.
Exactly.
Well, we get into that, and yes, these are all things we're going to be talking about. I want to talk to you about Shake and Wake Radio. For everybody who doesn't understand, Annie runs Shake and Wake Radio pretty much on her own. And she works very, very hard to ensure that truth and information is put out to as many people as possible, as often as possible. This lady works very, very hard. And it's not always the case that she gets enough in donations to support. It is the donations that you send into this station that keeps it up and running, that pays for the internet, that pays for the servers. So I would like to ask everybody listening, if you like the shows that Annie puts out for your learning, you know, experience, please go to Shake and Wake Radio, and there will be a link. If you don't know how to get there, there will be a link in the article tomorrow. Click on it, go to the front page, go to the bottom, and hit the donate button. And even if you can only toss in $5, do that. But much, much better, although it doesn't sound to be much, much better, it actually is. If you can do even a $5 a month reoccurring donation. Now, why do I say that? Because if enough of you, if 15 or 20 or 30 of you do a $5 a month reoccurring donation, okay, that tells her that she can count on $150, $200 a month every month to cover those bills. It takes some of the stress off of her. How much am I going to get in? Have I got enough in to pay the bills? So on and so forth. Annie works very, very hard. She doesn't take corporate money. And she does this not because she has anything to gain by it. Believe me, she doesn't. If you get a chance, go to Shake and Wake Radio Network, go to the bottom of the cover page, hit the donate button. And if you want to donate $10 or $15, that's fine. But the best thing you can do for Annie is either $5 or if you can, $10 reoccurring every single month so she can depend on this and feel comfort in the fact that these bills are going to be paid, and she may be even able to expand some of the services being offered to her audience. Have I got this right, Steve?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, with that out of the way, because Annie is a good friend of ours, both Stevens and mine, and I'm sure she's a friend to a lot of other people as well, but we need to talk about the deep state, okay? But we're almost through at this point, the intro, so let's get that out of the way. Our mission at Eagle's Eye Report is to keep you armed with a vital truth, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show, which is TLBTalk.com. This is a social media platform that today you're going to find out is even more critical than you ever thought. Right now we are finding out, because of lawsuits, the actual connections between social media platforms like Twitter, like Instagram, like Facebook, with the government and the deep state to absolutely censor everything and anything you say. So if you think, because you've got, I have 10,000 people on my personal wall on Facebook, and what I'm constantly hearing is, Roger, we never see what you put on your wall. Stop and think about that. We have a group that has 35,000 followers who are all telling me the same thing. Maybe 100, 200, 300 people at the most each day out of 35 to 40,000 are getting the information we're putting out. TLB Talk was designed, built, and launched for individuals like you who wish to know what the hell is going on. It is very simple. TLB Talk. One word, TLBTalk.com. Go there. Get yourself a membership and say what you need to say. But the even better part of all this is learn what you don't know to say. Because any platform that's worth its weight in salt, you have the ability to talk as well as to learn. And once you've learned, it becomes incumbent upon you to talk. So we start this big circle going. We want you to come in. We want you to learn. And once you become proficient at this information, we want you to help spread the word. So TLB Talk is a place where you can go and talk about the vaccines, where you can go and talk about the deep state, where you can go and talk about the Bidens and how corrupt they are, where you can go and talk about these things and understand that everybody on your list that's supposed to see it is going to see it. End of story. Okay? Again, all of this will be in an article that gets published tomorrow on the LibertyBeacon.com, which is our flagship. So let's get down to business. Again, this is Eagle's Eye Report, episode 16, and the title is The Deep State of Mind. What I want to do today is I want to go over what the deep state is. There's a lot of people out there, when you say the deep state, they've got all different kinds of ideas in their head. But are they real? Do they actually understand what the deep state is? Well, let's give you an alternative name for the deep state that actually explains it a little bit better. Another name for the deep state is the administrative state. And what does that mean? That means that the administrative portion of our government has grabbed a little bit more power each year until they sit in the position where they literally control what you can say and do. That's not a joke. Stop and consider how long things like the FBI have been in existence. Okay? How long has the CDC been in existence? How long has the FDA been in existence? How long has the DOJ been in existence? If you stop to consider that over the years, they have had to justify a budget every single year. And when they sit down to justify that budget, they say each and every time, and I would just about be 100% accurate in guaranteeing you that one of the lines you will hear from every one of these people is, we're going to want just a little bit more than you gave us last year because this is what we want to do. Now, if you stop to consider, okay, if you walk 100 yards every week, that's not very far. That's 300 feet. Okay? But if you do it over 10 years, how much distance have you covered? You covered a hell of a lot. Well, if they take a little bit more power and a little bit more money in their budget every single year, and all of that power culminates in what we call the deep state or the administrative state. These are organizations within our government that are literally owned by the corporatocracy. How much money do you think Anthony Fauci gets from outside sources? This guy has, you know, he has patents, or he has pieces of patents on vaccines. Since when can somebody who works for the government, who is not supposed to be influenced by outside sources, whose sole job is to keep you healthy, but yet Pfizer can come in and dangle, okay, we're going to give you a piece of this patent if you make sure it can get through the FDA and the CDC. Or if you can give us money so we don't have to spend our own money to go in and do the research on this, we're going to give you a portion of the profits from it. Do you think I'm joking? You better take a look. He is the most – he's the highest paid government employee. He gets almost twice as much as the president of the United States does. And he has patents. So what does he do? He works for his masters to push their – whatever they want done, their plans, their strategies, whatever works for Big Pharma. Big Pharma has more influence on this government than any other entity on the planet, including the military-industrial complex. They are by far the biggest influence on our government. They are by far the biggest influence in money to get congressmen and senators reelected. Not a joke, an absolute fact. This is what you call the deep state. These people are so used to getting that money. They're so used to getting a little bit more power each year over the years. How long has Fauci been there? How long has Pelosi been in Congress? And if you gain a little bit of power and a little bit more favor from these from the corporatocracy each year, then the state gets deeper and deeper and deeper. What that means is they are working for themselves and those who own them and not you. And this is a fact in America today. If you look at what's going on around you, it is not we the people who run the government. It is now the deep state who runs we the people. And that is blatantly in your face with things like, oh, I don't know, raiding Mar-a-Lago. But we'll get into little pieces of that later on. Again, today what I'd like to get out, because next week I want to go into some of the things that have happened lately, including the progression of what's happening with Trump. But I want everybody to understand what the deep state actually is. How did it come into being? What is it? And how much does it actually affect you and I? I would tell you there has never been a totalitarian or an authoritarian government on this planet that doesn't have the equivalent or didn't have the equivalent of what we call the deep state that came to fruition in that country before it went totalitarian or authoritarian. That's a fact. So what you are looking at right now, look around you, is the government taking over total control. You want to call this a republic? Go ahead and call it a republic. You want to call this a democratic society? Go ahead and call it that. You're full of crap, though, because today it isn't. And if we don't get back to it, every month, every year, every decade we wait, it becomes harder and harder to get back to it. And we're at a point right now where it's almost do or die. So again, what is the deep state or the administrative state? It is the state taking control of the people, whereas the people, by our Constitution, are supposed to be supreme, no longer have the position of supremacy. And this is how we exist today. This is not a joke. This is an absolute fact. All right, an explanation of What would be the easiest way to give you an explanation of this that you could go and research, or you could go and I'll tell you what. In the late 1950s, I think it was actually 1960, wasn't it? Was it 1960, Steve, when Eisenhower did his little blurb on TV?
It was probably just before Kennedy's inauguration, so I'm thinking like either December of 60 or January of 61.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're talking about is this. You heard me mention Eisenhower. On his way out, Eisenhower sits in front of the American people, and guess what he says? He tells the American people, and you know they didn't know about this beforehand, or they probably wouldn't have let him say it. He says, you people need to be aware of the power being assumed by the military-industrial complex. You need to be aware of this. In other words, what he is saying is that the military-industrial complex is taking control of places in the government they should not have influence or control. But what most people don't understand is he said something else that was cut out. And unless you go to the actual archive of the original taping, you will never see it. And if you go online and you look, you won't see it when you can find the video online. You can. What you won't hear him say or see him say, because this is when television was black and white and it wasn't, I don't know, the smoothest or the, it was very grainy, so on. And so I remember because I was born in 54. So in 1960, I was 6 years old and I was watching TV as often as my parents would let me. But what he said, and you won't find unless you go to the archives, is you also need to be aware of the power, the extending power of the pharmaceutical industry. He knew back then that the pharmaceutical industry was literally buying into the government. He knew that the government was bending around them to do their wishes because they profited from it. If Fauci was never allowed to take money from the pharmaceutical industry, if Fauci was never allowed to own a portion of a patent, if Fauci had to wait 10 years, which I think everybody should, after he got out of a career in the government before he could go to work for an associated private industry or corporation, if you saw any of this or all of this happen, we wouldn't have gone through what we just went through. We wouldn't have. The deep state literally wouldn't exist. But what we are looking at today really blossomed out. Now, you could go all the way back, and Stephen and I had a conversation about this before the show even started. If we're talking modern America, 20th century America, okay, you go back to 1913. Okay, when the income tax started, you could go back to 1933 when the United States went through one of its biggest bankruptcies. You could, these are all things that were pushed intentionally. These are all landmarks in our history that were literally choreographed by those who own these administrative personnel within our government. This is what the deep state or the administrative state is. When the CIA, when 51 people retired high muckety-mucks in the U.S. intel services sign a letter stating that Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation just prior to an election so that it will not absolutely cut Joe Biden's throat as far as getting elected, then you must understand something drove them to do that. Who owned them? Who's paying them? And why did they move in that direction? These are intel bosses. These are some of the highest ranked people in our intel services in this country who literally stabbed you in the back because they were told to do it. When people tell you that the deep state doesn't exist, I must explain something to you. It does. when people tell you that the deep state or the administrative state is, I don't know, conspiracy theory, it isn't. And what you're seeing right now, especially with Hunter Biden's laptop, what you're seeing right now, especially with what went on in Mar-a-Lago, what you're seeing right now with the two impeachments on Trump, what you are seeing is the deep state in action. And what is it doing to you? What is it doing to the chances for your children to live a normal and free life in this country? It's murdering it. And it's being done intentionally. None of this is a mistake. All of it is choreographed. Have I got that wrong, Stephen?
Not that I can, not from my research, you haven't.
Okay. All right. I also want to go back to Kennedy. Most people to this day kind of still wonder why Kennedy got shot. One of the biggest reasons for Kennedy's assassination, and there's more than one, but one of the biggest reasons is this guy wanted to get rid of, the bank that controls this country. See, initially, nobody was supposed to issue American money except the U.S. government. Nobody. But now we have this big old bank sitting up there, and we have them in every country across the planet except for three Federal Reserve style banks. And what Kennedy decided was the corruption and the leverage that they had, not only over the American economy, but over certain sectors, critical sectors of the American economy, that what he was going to do was start to print American dollars against the gold-backed reserves ourselves again and just totally bypass the Federal Reserve. And they couldn't have that because that meant they would lose an immense amount of control over the United States. And they couldn't afford that because the United States was going to be one of the most useful mechanisms to drive the world to global governance. Again, look at what's going on around you today. If Kennedy had had his way, that may have been forestalled for another dozen years. What about Trump? When Trump got into office, he spoiled a lot of the plans that, guess who? Obama took 8 years putting in place. Obama was wrecking the military. Obama was wrecking our reputation across the planet. Obama was wrecking the education system. Yeah, okay. I could go on and on. There were very few of us that knew anything, that were happy with anything that Obama was doing. But they knew that he only had 8 years in office. And this deep state said, we're going to put Hillary in after, and after 8 years of Hillary, this will all be done. This should have all been done now. But what the deep state didn't understand was just how popular Trump was. They had no clue. They had no clue how much America wanted MAGA, Make America Great Again. They totally underestimated it. And even with the massive cheating that went on, and you better do some research, the cheating in 2016 rivals the cheating in 2020. The only thing is, they didn't understand back then. They figured they had it covered. They didn't. They didn't have it covered, and Trump ended up by getting in. And then the deep state all of a sudden becomes the shallow state. All of a sudden, you see Trump getting beat up with a club every single day from the day he walked into office. Whether it's impeachment, whether it's lawsuits, it doesn't matter. This guy took more beating and abuse than any president in the history of this country, but still managed to get a lot more accomplished than most presidents who never got beat up. And he did it in 4 years, not 8 years. So what did the deep state say? There is no way in hell we can allow this guy another 4 years. He's already put a big stop on everything we had planned. So now we have to ensure beyond a shadow of a doubt that Trump doesn't get reelected. So now we've got Joe Biden in office. What are we seeing? I just got done telling you that our education system was already on its way down. okay, when Obama was in office. And Hillary is supposed to finish it. Trump reversed a lot of it. But now what are we looking at? We're looking at, if you're a parent and you go to school and you tell them, I don't want my kids learning, you know, transsexual day. I don't want my kids learning, you know, critical race theory. Then the Department of Justice is going to knock on your door because you're a concerned parent. And now you are a terrorist, a domestic terrorist. This is the deep state, people. This is exactly what we're talking about. So don't tell me it doesn't exist. You're living in it. But it's not the deep state anymore. Now it's the shallow state. Now it's the in-your-face state. It's not some influence over our administrative leaders from the background anymore. Now it's right upside your head. So our education system going to crap. Our military, which Obama started to screw up bad, going to crap in a handbag. The southern border going to crap in a handbag. The healthcare system in this country, the economy in this country, taking us from fuel independent to fuel dependent again and causing inflation to scream up at a rate we haven't seen. They're saying 40 years. I'm going to tell you, since the Great Depression. That's more of the truth than what they're telling you. All of this is being driven by the same mechanism. This is a mechanism we call the deep state or the administrative state. It's not joking. It's not even a guess. 9/11. Why the hell do you think 9/11 happened? Anybody who thinks that it was a couple of planes that got hijacked and flown into the towers? No. You need to do a little bit more research and you might actually find out what happened. But why was it done? How many people put in stop options or bought stock the day before? How many people didn't show up for work? Important people that always made it to work every single day. They had a history of it. And that day they weren't there. You could go through the coinkydinks or the coincidences and they would absolutely blow you away. But what did it give us? It gave us the ability to march in to the Middle East and take control of some of the largest oil reserves outside of American oil reserves. It gave us the ability to control a portion of the planet that would do the best for America. One of the reasons, or one of the benefits, the U.S. Army patrolling poppy fields in Afghanistan, where a vast majority of the heroin came from. And the United States military patrolled these poppy fields to make sure nobody went in and destroyed them. Anybody think I'm kidding? You better do some research. If, when we get back from the break, and we're about to hit one, when we get back to the break, we're going to start putting these pieces together a little bit more cohesively. We're going to get to the point where you actually understand why you're seeing what you're seeing today. None of this is, I don't know, it didn't just start to happen a year ago. It didn't just start to happen 10 years ago. It didn't just start to happen 50 years ago. It started to happen right after the turn of the century, and actually long before that, but I'm talking about in the fashion we're seeing today, in the modern era. This started right after the turn of the 20th century, long before the 21st century. And again, if you walk 100 feet every week, it's not very far. But after 10 years, you've walked a long way. And if they take a little power, a little bit more power, and a little bit more money every year, over the course of 50, 60, 70 years, what you end up with is they now control you. You no longer control them. This is the deep state. This is the administrative state. Anything to say before the break, Steve?
No, sir. We can take a break.
Whenever you're ready.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out. out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, let me go back to one point before anybody starts to believe that this is all about Trump. It's not. Okay? Trump, to me, had more accomplishments in 4 years than just about any president I knew. I'll be 68 years old in 2 days. Yeah, my birthday's on Friday. I'm going to explain to you that what I am talking about is the deep state ensuring their place because he wasn't willing so much to work for him. Now, does anybody here think that Trump is innocent? No. And why don't I think Trump is innocent? Trump had several bankruptcies, and guess who bailed him out? How about if I told you the Rothschilds? Can you get more in your face if you're talking about the elites or those who actually institute administrative state? Probably not. But Trump was one of those guys who never really did what he was told, who always seemed to stretch the limit, who always seemed to. Look, I'm not a huge Trump fan, but I've got to explain something to you. If I've got to pick between Trump and Biden, what's sitting in the White House right now is absolutely ensuring the destruction of the U.S. military, absolutely ensuring the destruction of any oil independence in this country, is absolutely destroying our ability to bring, inflation under control. Passed another $760 billion bill that's supposed to bring inflation under control. And every economist out there is saying it will do exactly the opposite. So destroying the economy. America via the southern border. We literally have an invasion across our southern border. When Joe Bob got into office, one of the first things he did is he got sworn in. That's how he got into office. They swore him in. And one of the things that he swore to was that he would protect the American people from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And we know for a fact that literally hundreds of individuals on the terrorist watch list have either crossed over the southern border or were flown in from Afghanistan knowing full well that they were on the terrorist watch list in Afghanistan. Did you hear what I just said? Not only were about 200 known terrorists flown into the United States under the orders of Joe Bob, but the people who checked them in were told to ignore certain things, to delete certain things, and to make sure they got here. Why? Why did Roger just say that? If anybody ever doubts anything I say, get off your lazy butt and do a little bit of research, and you're going to find out I don't lie, I don't exaggerate, and I'm not going to say anything with this type of angst if I can't back it up.
Say, Roger?
So, yes.
A lot of that sounds familiar back in the late 90s, 1999, 2000.
Yes.
Early 2001. Sounds kind of familiar.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? All right, look, let me get into a few more points in here before we close down, because like I said, next week I want to take this to the next level. So do me a favor, if there's anything you would like to hear about next week and you're in the chat, let Stephen know what they are. And if we can, I will add them into my delivery next week. But next week, it's pretty much going to be part two, but it's going to be more modern day. Look at what we've got in our face and breaking that down into fine detail instead of giving you the overall picture, which is what I'm doing right now. What I'm trying to explain to you is that everybody here, everybody that sees this type of thing or knows this type of thing, is aware of what the term false flags means. Okay? A false flag event is where you see something and you feel it's a catastrophe and you feel that somebody did something horrible, but come to find out that this was all pre-planned. Well, we know for a fact that some of the events that have happened in our recent history, they've actually called for actors to come and play parts. They've actually paid them. If you go to certain cities that were getting bombed beyond anything you can believe, and I don't mean bombed, I mean burned to the ground, Molotov cocktails, windows being smashed. Yeah, I'm talking about Antifa. I'm talking about BLM. I'm talking about, and when the riots started, was it convenient or not convenient that 48 hours ago, there weren't pallets of bricks strategically placed along the sidewalks and the streets where people could grab them and start throwing them through business windows, houses, windows, smashing cars up with them? But all of a sudden, there were how many pallets of bricks in these cities? Strategically placed. False flags are where, again, you believe that something happened because they have staged it to the point where you pretty much have no other choice but to believe that happened. Again, we're not going to go over what they actually are right now. There are quite a few of them. That may be a show in itself. But false flags are one of the mechanisms used by the government to terrify a population and push it in one direction or another. Programmed ignorance is another one. I've got to explain something to you. Go to a 15-year-old kid today and ask him what kind of government we have, and they're immediately going to look you in the eyes and tell you we live in a democracy. We do not. Do we have a democratic form of government? Yes, we do. But we don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic, but they don't know that anymore. Someone from my generation or Steve's generation, we know that we live in a democratic republic. This is what programmed ignorance is. It's not a matter of your children or even the millennials, because I'm beyond even the millennials, okay? I'm a baby boomer. But this has been going on for quite a while. It's called programming the American citizens with ignorance. And the easiest and best way to do it is to do it to our children, because they believe it's normal and they grow up believing that's normal. Even Hitler said, allow me to write the textbooks and in one generation, I'll control the country. Was he right? Yes. Go take a look at a social studies book today, please. If you're my age, 68 years old, that ain't the same book you learned from. It's nothing like it. But that's what our kids are learning. This is programmed ignorance. It's not stupidity. These kids aren't stupid. Stupidity means I could give you all the right information. You're so stupid, you still wouldn't know what to do with it. Programmed ignorance is I have got a program set up whereby there are certain things you will know and certain things you will not know, and that will bend you or tend you to believe certain things and not believe other things. That is ignorance of the facts via programming. And the deep state has been in control of the education system in this country for well over 50 years. And what they have done is pushed this nation to a point where most don't even understand what it means to live in a constitutional republic. You think Roger? I'm kidding? Ask them. Yes.
Annie says our social study books were full of crap too.
Oh, of course they were. But there's still a different book. Oh, when I was growing up, the stuff I learned, look, the lie started probably 200 or 300 years before America was ever founded. The lie started when Rome controlled the planet, when Great Britain controlled the planet, when Greece controlled most of the planet, when China controlled most of the planet. This is when the lies and the programming started. What I am saying is we had a respite at one point where a majority of Americans believed that we were a free nation and that it was we the people who controlled this country via a constitutional republic. That was taught in our books. I can prove that. Okay? Today, again, and I don't care who bucks this, you need to look. Go out and stand on your street corner, in a busy street corner, and ask all of the kids, at least 15 years old or younger, as they walk by, what type of government we have. 9 out of 10 of them will say, without even a moment's hesitation, a democracy. That's not good, people. It isn't. Okay. Why, with everything I've just said, are almost 90,000 more IRS agents being hired? Why, if I'm going to hire 87,000 to 90,000, that's a lot, people. That's more than most government agencies have in them total. Okay, that doubles the number of IRS agents. That brings them up to around 170,000, 180,000 people in the IRS. And one of the qualifications for a good portion of them is, are you willing to use deadly force? You will be required to carry a weapon. You may be required to use deadly force. This is the IRS. Now, if you look back, what do we compare this to? And again, this is the administrative state taking on power they shouldn't have, but they've taken it. They are literally taking it. Why? Because they're being given the money and the go-ahead to do it. By who? By a person sitting up there in the White House and those who are bought and paid for sitting in Congress that are owned by a corporate state. So what we're looking at is a doubling of the IRS's manpower. What we're looking at is an arming of the IRS's manpower. What we are looking at is the fact that they have on record over 500 million rounds of ammunition and more guns than you can shake a stick at. Who do we compare this to? What do we compare this to?
The Brown Church, maybe?
There you go. Anybody out there know what the Stasi is? Anybody out there know what the SS is? These are the people in Germany or East Germany after the war when East Germany was broken off. These are the people who literally controlled the population. These are the people who walked the street with their SS or their Stasi armbands on, and when one of them walked by, you looked the other way, you looked down, you didn't dare look them in the face. And if you were doing something wrong, you disappeared very quickly, or you ended up in a paddy wagon on your way to prison. What we are looking at is 170,000 IRS agents. And they all, or a good, not all of them, but a good portion of them, need to be prepared to use deadly force. What country do we live in? And all of this is being propagated by what we used to call the deep state. I now call the shallow state, but is more aptly described as the administrative state. This is happening by your government. When your government knocks on your door with two armed people standing behind them with machine guns and pistols strapped to their side and full, flak jackets the whole nine yards and helmets, when they knock on your door, you're going to be so scared you're going to do everything and anything they say or you're going to be dead. Now, let me ask you a question. We're being told that this is all being done to control the rich people and get them to pay their fair share. How much do you want to bet you're never going to see these Stasi individuals do an armed raid on somebody's office in New York City on the 75th floor? This guy is running a company that's worth $50, $60, $150 billion. But yet they're telling you that all of this is being done for those who make millions of dollars. If that was the case, they only make up 1 to 2% of the entire population. Why would you need 90,000 more agents who have to be prepared to be armed and to shoot people? Anybody who believes that is a freaking moron. This is the state that has taken so much power up to this point. It is insane, and they're going the last mile. When they are fully armed, how much do you want to bet next year's budget or the following year's budget, especially if we don't change the government, which hopefully we can do something in November, how much you want to bet in the next year or two they double the size of the FBI? How much do you want to bet? Or other agencies? What we are looking at is the United States is going from a constitutional republic, something it really hasn't been for a long time, but we had the pretense it was, to every bit as bad as what you saw in Italy, fascism. Every bit as bad as Germany at its high point, fascism. Damn every right. bit is – go ahead.
I just wanted to say I seen a number today. There were 714 billionaires in America alone.
Yeah, 714 billionaires against 368 million people. Would you say that they're a very tiny, 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 tiny portion of the population? Would you say that all of this and requiring an additional between 87 and 90,000 more agents isn't being done to take care of 700 or 800 billionaires? I would. We are looking at the deep state gone haywire. We are looking at the deep state on steroids. Do not call it the deep state anymore. You would be wrong. Today, it is the shallow state. And again, I did a show on RBN on Sunday. I will include it with this tomorrow. And it talks a little bit more detail about things a little bit more modern than what I've discussed and a little bit, again, a little bit more focused. Next week, we're going to pick a few really heavy topics and we're going to drill them down to the point where everything becomes so amazingly in your face that even the worst critics of this show today won't be able to say you're wrong. What we're looking at, why is all this being done? This is something you've all heard me say before at least a half a dozen times. Don't roll your eyes into the back of your head because it needs to be said again. Why are we seeing this? We know that this has been happening for at least a half a century at the level it's happening now, okay, or close to it. It's been happening for 250 years, but not nowhere near the level we're seeing today, okay? Not like, you know, 1913 when all of a sudden we got the Federal Reserve. Not like 1913 when all of a sudden we got the income tax. Those are things that happened. But what they did was set the stage to allow what you are seeing today. It allowed the progression to the point we are seeing today. It allowed the administrative state to gain more power than anything that had been done up to that point. This is all being done to bring America to her knees. Am I telling you to destroy us all and kill us all? No, I'm not saying that, and I don't mean that. What I am telling you is you're seeing our economy totally getting destroyed. What's one of our biggest power projections? Our economy. We're watching our military be totally destroyed. What's one of our biggest power projections? Our military. We're watching our system of education being totally trashed. What's one of our biggest advantages globally, or has been all the way up until, say, the last 15 years? It was our system of education. We're watching our healthcare system go down the toilet. Let me explain something to anybody who doesn't understand why I said that about the healthcare system. And again, there's an article about this on the Liberty Beacon. If you don't believe me, you're going to be red-faced when you read it. The United States spends more per capita, more per individual on healthcare than any nation on the planet by a huge margin. The United States has the highest death rate for elderly of any nation on the planet. Our ability to live long is beat by every other nation in the free world. By many years, we die quicker in America at a younger age than any nation in the free world, but yet the amount of money we spend on healthcare is double, sometimes triple, what other nations are paying. You tell me there isn't corruption there. Explain it to me, because you can't. When you have a healthcare system that is the most expensive in the world, but you have every other nation in the free world where their citizens are outliving yours by 5, 6, 7, 8, in some cases 10 years, there is no excuse for that. So when I say the healthcare system is being brought to its knees, I'm not joking. How many people were pretty much forced to quit because they wouldn't take a vaccine? But yet, the CDC just turned around a couple of days ago and said, well, you know, this is all over, okay? We can't discriminate any longer against people who haven't got the vaccine because we know that the vaccine don't keep you from getting it. We know the vaccine don't keep you from passing. They literally, the CDC, not in so many words, but they literally stated that we need to back off from all of this. But the damage has already been done. What damage happened to the U.S. healthcare system? It was decimated. And I could go on and on. We are seeing more destruction across America in every fashion you can imagine than we have ever seen in the history of America. And it's all happening simultaneously, and it's all been ramped up to breakneck speed in the last 2 to 2.5 years. You must bring America to her knees before you can have global governance. Am I talking about killing us all off? No. I'm talking about absolutely negating our power. I'm talking about America being a third world country. I'm talking about America's voice meaning damn near nothing on the world stage anymore, whether it's military or economic or anything else. I'm talking about a point whereby these capitalists who own the world can literally look at anybody who says anything, and they will look at them and say, we just brought the cowboys of the world to their knees. What are you going to do? How long do you think you're going to last? We need to be made an example out of. Everything that's going on across this planet is happening in spades in the United States right now. This is the result of the administrative state. This is the result of the deep state. This could not have happened if an FBI wouldn't have been traitorous right under our noses. Okay? We could go over case after case where the FBI actually falsified information to a FISA court. Why aren't they in jail? Why aren't they in prison? Did anybody ever get in trouble for that? Nope. Okay? We could talk about, I don't know, CIA individuals stating right before an election, and y'all heard me say this earlier, that guess what? Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, and they all knew it wasn't. Today, what we are looking at is the deep state now controls where your life goes and when it stops. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. And this is not a Trump rally. It isn't. But who the hell have they been focused on more than any other individual in the last 7 years? Stop and think about what Roger just said. In the last 7 years. And everything that he accomplished has been undone. As a matter of fact, a massive majority of it was undone by executive orders the day Joe Bob got into office. If Trump didn't have any sway, if Trump didn't have an impact on their plans, none of that would have been necessary. Joe Bob wouldn't have been necessary. Hillary wouldn't have been necessary. And Trump would have been reelected. Again, I'm not a huge Trump fan. But at the same time, I can see what's happening. What we are looking at right now is an accelerated program because of the 4 years they lost. If Hillary Clinton would have been elected, this would all be over and America would be on her knees. Look at what's happening around you right now and tell me how wrong I am. This is tyranny in overdrive. And there's only one reason for that. You have to bring America to her knees. And the best way to do that is via the mechanism that runs and controls this country, the administrative state, the system of education, okay, the economic system, the intel system, the law system, FBI, DOJ, the political system. If you have control of what we used to call the deep state, then you can walk a couple of feet each week. And after 10 years, you've covered a hell of a lot of ground. We're talking about 50 years. Look back and see where we started and where we stand today. If we don't take this election seriously, and if we don't put as many conservatives in, and believe me, I totally understand that just because you're conservative doesn't necessarily make you a good boy or a good girl. But listen to what I have to say. If we don't tell each and every one of these individuals, when you go there, and I will say this every show, you need to understand, we will watch you every day. And as soon as you sit down comfortable with the deep state, we will recall you. Listen to me. We will recall you so fast you will get whiplash. We need to send everybody that gets elected in November to Congress or to the Senate. We need to send them with the understanding they will do our bidding as the Constitution says, or we will exercise our power of recall. If we the people do not stand up and take back control of this country now, stop complaining. You have no right to anymore. If you sit by and watch this, if you don't go out and study what recall is, if you don't talk to your friends about it, if you don't tell those you're going to elect that that is a mechanism we will use to control you, if you don't do these things, then shut up! Because you ain't helping us a bit. You ain't helping anybody a bit, and you certainly ain't helping to save this country. The two things we need to do is get as many conservatives in as possible, because even though most of them can be bought and paid for, they're closer to what we need than the liberals are. And the second thing we need to do is hold recall over every one of their heads and let them know by the Constitution, you work for us. And the first time you step out of line, we will bring you home so fast you'll get whiplash and you will never go back again. Once we have done this, then we can start to believe that we the people, once again, live in a constitutional republic. Until that day, the deep state, the administrative state, or, as I jokingly say today, the shallow state, own you. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. And next week, we'll get to some details. Any parting shots here, Steve?
No, sir. I think you about covered it. I think you about covered it.
Okay. And everybody listening in the chat, thank you for the feedback. Whether it was good, whether it was bad, it doesn't matter. The fact is that you cared enough to be there saying something. You're all appreciated. And Annie, especially, you're very appreciated, my friend. Okay. I will talk to you next week, and we'll start talking about some more detail. Okay? Have a great week.